Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Everybody, 908 WTIC News Talk 1080. This is day two of the Will Moradi Show. Will Moradi here, Matt Soroyce at the Master Control Panel, and you. We're glad to be with you today. Awesome to be back yesterday. Had such a good time. It was so much fun to be with you guys yesterday. Had some great calls, great callers. Thank you for all the kind words on Messenger and email and different texting things. Thank you so much for your kind, gracious words. I am glad to be back. A lot of people say, oh, glad you're back. I'm more glad that I'll be back than you're glad that I'm back. I'll tell you that right now. I love radio. I love you guys. And again, we have a simple mission here. We started yesterday. We want to make this the number one station in this time slot in the state of Connecticut. And we can do it. We can do it. It's going to take all of us working together. You call your friends, text, message your friends, relatives, associates, work associates, business associates, neighbors. Say, hey, tune in 9 o'clock, WTIC, WTIC.com, or the Odyssey app. Check Will out. Give him a try. Give him a listen to. I mean, that's really all it would take. And if you are a common sense conservative or person of faith, this is the best place to be, 9 o'clock in the morning. Whether you're listening in your car, listening at home, listening in your office, your virtual office, wherever you're at. I mean, this is it. If you're listening and you're a common sense conservative or a person of faith, you are home. And we welcome you. Welcome you to the program. But again, on my best day, I need your help. I really do. I've got some amazing things to cover today. Amazing stories to talk to you about today. And some of them I didn't even get to yesterday. Of course, the difference between a two-hour show and a three-hour show is, in terms of prep, is enormous. And so I guess I kind of prepped for 3 hours yesterday, so I got a bunch of stuff that I didn't hit. But one of my favorite topics we're going to cover today, one of my favorite topics every year, is the mover study. This is the 2021, just came out, just hot off the press yesterday. The United Van Lines National Mover Study. This is probably the most accurate information that you can get when it comes to who's moving in and who's moving out. And it won't be a surprise. Maybe it'll be a surprise. I don't think it'll be a surprise for you at all. It's disappointing, quite frankly. But it is what it is. And it shows, once again, the struggles, the problems, the difficulties we're having here in the nutmeg state, the Constitution, the struggles that people are having, financial struggles, tax struggles. It shows all that, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But right now, 9/11, we're going to take a moment, open a show in prayer, as we have been doing for the last couple of years prior to my my departure. So would you join me in prayer, please, for a moment? Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, thank you for another glorious day, beautiful day, albeit a cold one, beautiful day. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you for giving us another day to wake up and be alive and be with you. And we thank you, God, for all the blessings. Thank you for the liberty and freedom that you've given to us by allowing us to be in this country. Still the greatest country in the world, in spite of all the folks that are trying to tear it down. So we thank you, Lord, for that. We pray for those that are sick. We pray for their health, their healing, their recovery. Pray for healthcare workers that are doing their best to stay ahead of all of the folks that are coming in ill for whatever reason. Pray for our first responders, particularly our police, firefighters, EMTs. Pray for our leaders, the ones we like and the ones we don't like. And we pray that you'd give them wisdom to do what's best, not for themselves, not for special interests, but what's best for the here, the people of the state of Connecticut, people around the country. So thank you, Lord, for today. Bless us today as we move forward. God bless Connecticut. God bless America. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I get an amen out there? Woo! So, we're going to talk about the mover study. We're going to talk about how car shortages may change buying behavior, if certainly for the short term, maybe for the long run. We have a report here that 50% of COVID patients coming into hospitals are coming in for other reasons other than COVID. And I also have a story here, and I know this for a fact, people are going, they're getting cold symptoms, and they're going to the hospital. And the big thing here I would say, guys, is don't panic. Don't panic. Don't, if you're under 50 and you've got a little cough or a scratchy throat, don't panic. Don't buy into the media, the media frenzy of all this. I mean, it's just not, it's not as bad as we think it is. I think, I mean, I think that's the report you're getting from everywhere in the country. Mild symptoms. Again, if you're older, if you have any kind of pre-existing conditions, yes, of course, you want to be concerned. You want to take every precaution you can. You want to contact your doctor. But don't go, just don't show up at the hospital because you got a sore throat and sniffles. So I'm going to talk later about how to tell the difference. This is a great article. How to tell the difference between a common cold and COVID-19. I got a great piece from The Hill here I want to talk about today. The COVID-19 endgame may be here. We've talked a little bit about that before. Natural immunity. We're going to talk about natural immunity again. A lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about the mask disaster. Now, this is a great story. It's not a great story. It's a sad story. But the governor announces, oh, we're going to have all these tests here. Well, it would have been nice, governor and governor's folks, it would have been nice had you verified you could have got the tests before you made the big grand announcement. And then magically, tests showed up the other night. Where did they come from? We're going to talk about that. So there's a lot to talk about. And, of course, this is a caller-driven show. So we want to hear from you, the callers, 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. You know, 85%, that's the number I read recently, 85% of people who make New Year's resolutions break them in the first 2 weeks. Have you made a resolution? I stopped a long time ago. I have intentional commitments, intentional goals. One of the things I'm going to do this year, I'm going to read more books outside of, like, I read a lot anyway because I'm a pastor. So when I'm preparing and studying, I read a lot of things, subject matter, topics, biblical study. I want to read outside of that realm. I want to read more outside of that realm. For many, many years, that's where I've been kind of focused, is on the spiritual side. Which, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's a problem with that. I just want to expand. So I want to read more than I have been about other types of topics. And I'm not really a fiction guy. I'm really more of an education, historical, biography kind of person, you know, so that's the kind of stuff I like to read. But I want to do more of that this year than I have. Of course, I want to lose weight. Everybody wants to lose weight. In fact, of the people that make resolutions, 39% say improving their diet. And why would they want to improve their diet? Because they want to lose weight. 21% say they want to pursue a different career ambition. 18% want to spend more time with their family. 14% want to take up a new hobby. I want to start playing piano. Any people that play piano out there and you have any tips for me? And what should I get? Should I get just a, my daughter plays, and we bought her a keyboard a number of years ago for her birthday, a pretty nice keyboard. Should I get a keyboard? Should I get a real piano? What should I get if I'm going to play piano? 10% want to quit smoking. Well, there's not many people smoking. Well, maybe still. I don't know. It seems like a lot less people smoke. 10% want to renovate their house. 10% want to volunteer, do more charity work. Great. We could use all the hands help we can get. New Life Church, 350 High Hill Road. 5% want to raise money for charity. See, here's the deal. Most people, this is why I love the Holiday Store. And by the way, thank you so much for your generosity to the Holiday Store. New record this year, raised last year. It was over $260,000. And on the text to give side, which was something we adopted a few years ago, I think we had about $38,000, which is way short of what we hit last year. But I only had 2 days. And I'm grateful for the station. I think they made those 2 days. And Joey Burgoyne came in special so that I could do two shifts. I appreciate that very much. So we were way off the year before. But now we got a whole year to plan. But most people don't like raising money. It's a hard thing to do. People feel awkward about it. Maybe it's more awkward than hard. I think if you just ask, that's the number one thing. But sometimes I think people feel awkward about it, so it's hard to do. 4%, here we go. 4% want to cut down on their drinking. Oh, gosh. 2% want to quit drinking entirely. And then 14% want to do something else. So only a very small percentage of people ever keep the resolutions. That's the bottom line. They're not kept. Last year, a study with Statista, only 4% of the people that made resolutions stuck throughout the whole year. Only 8% stuck to most of them. And so, that's a tiny percentage of people. You know, because you're counting on willpower. Willpower is a weak thing. You know, not many people have great willpower. I mean, maybe you do, but I don't. Clearly, I don't. If you've seen me, I'm about 40 pounds overweight. I don't have great willpower. And that's what a lot of resolutions take. But I think intentional commitments, it's a different thing, where you're going to commit to something, you're going to be intentional about it. You're going to have other people kind of as an accountability group so they can help coach you, push you forward. I think that's a much different thing. Any of those New Year's resolutions stick with you? I don't know. So we've got a full slate of topics today. Full slate of topics, and love to hear from you. Anything that we've touched on, I'm going to start with one here in a moment. Let's see. I'm going to start right out of the gate with the moving study. Because this affects all of us, right? So I can tell you that in the last 3 years, we've lost, I've lost count. If I said 30, I'm probably being conservative. Families in our church, out-of-state relocation, Florida, South Carolina. South Carolina is the big bear for us. I don't know what the attraction of South Carolina is. But we've had so many families leave. In fact, I could start a church probably in South Carolina. Just on a map, dot where everybody moved to, put a church in the center of those dots and start a church. And I could probably have a church up and going and running in less than 3 months with the families that have left our church to move to South Carolina. North Carolina, Tennessee, Florida. It's been devastating. And we're not alone. I know others are facing similar problems. And the problem from a church standpoint is the people that are leaving are people that have the ability to leave. They have resource. So these are solid families. They're giving families, contributing families, giving both of their time and their dollars. And they can leave. They can relocate. And so they do. So here's the study. And they weigh a lot of things here. They weigh a lot of data. And obviously people say, wait a minute. Connecticut must be great because all the people from New York moved in to escape COVID, escape from New York City. Well, I don't know. You might be surprised. You might be surprised. In fact, you're going to be very surprised. Now, again, this is based on percentages, not necessarily sheer numbers. But you're going to be very surprised about the state that had the highest inbound migration. You're going to be very surprised about that. So let's take a break, take a couple of spots, And we'll come back. We'll take your calls, 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. Wilm Roddy Show. Wilm Roddy here. Matt Sorace at the Master Control Panel. Love to talk with you. We'll be right back. It's 925 WTIC News Talk 1080. Wilm Roddy for the Wilm Roddy Show. You know, and the other thing too about when you talk to your friends. Now we did have a large number of out of state listeners listening to the program via either the website WTIC.com or the Odyssey app. And so make sure you tell your friends, relatives, associates, neighbors, if they're out of state people, it doesn't matter. You can listen to Will anywhere that has internet, anywhere that has connectivity with a phone. So you can either do the Odyssey app available at the App Store or on the computer, WTIC.com. You can listen live as well. So those are options for your friends to listen. And I'm asking for your help, really. I think we should show people. And a number one rating would do this. I think we should show people in Connecticut that there are still a great number of common sense conservatives, libertarians. I'll include libertarians in that because I can get along with a libertarian as well as I can get along with anybody. Common sense conservatives, libertarians, people of faith. There's still, believe it or not, after everyone has moved out, there's still a large number in Connecticut. And a number one rating would do that. We could hold that up. That's a banner we could hold high, every one of us. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. The first time that we have a number one rating, we're going to get a banner, a WTIC Wilm Roddy banner, and we're going to have a signing. We're going to take it out on the road like they do like a Super Bowl trophy and have you sign the banner. And we're going to post that all over social media. That's what we're going to do. The first time we get a number one rating, we're going to get the banner. We're going to have you sign it. And we're gonna parade that all over the state of Connecticut. 800-966 I don't know where I come up with these things. 800-966-9842. 860-522-9842. Let's go to West Hartford and Carmen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Will, welcome back.
Thank you.
I called you after the big steal and just before you left of 2020. I was very perturbed about the election, and
you're not alone.
Yeah, I told you I was looking for a more conservative church, and you said to email you, but you never got back to me. I don't know if I wrote the email down right, but that's okay. I'll get it
from
Matt after.
You can email me at Will Marotti, Marotti, at yahoo.com. That's my personal email address, and I checked.
Okay, great. We are so blessed. Most of us have been blessed for a while now to see what's been going on with this what they call a more aggravated flu, what I call anyway. Those of us with the Holy Spirit saw it a long time ago. Isn't it amazing how God is pulling the curtain to expose all the lies?
Well, I mean, I think there's some confusion going on, but Carmen, you can't deny the fact that 500,000 people have died.
Oh, absolutely. It affects the older people and those with comorbidities.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's still, you know, if you're one of those people, that's a bad thing. Or if you have a loved one that dies because of that, because they're older or have comorbidities, I mean, it's a bad thing. So we can't deny the reality of the fact that things
are happening. Oh, no, I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but they just
have
made it a lot
worse. Well, when you say aggravated flu, it makes it sound like you don't really believe it.
Well, I mean, all of a sudden the flu disappeared. You know.
Well, it really didn't, and we understand now that the PCR test can't even tell the difference between flu and a common cold. So the flu, they were calling everything. That's why there's a report I have from hospitals. 50% of people in hospitals right now are not there for COVID. They're there for something else, a kidney infection, a broken arm. Oh, they tested positive for COVID, so oh, now they're there for COVID. No, they're not. They're there for other. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of infections. A lot of people are sick. Hospitals are filling up. There's no question about it. But it's not all because of COVID is the point.
Well, Will, if you tell somebody you might die if you get this a headache, everybody's going to go to the hospital.
Well, that's what I said this morning. You can't be doing that. You can't be running to the hospital every time you get a sniffle. Right? It's just not going to work. Carmen, I got a break. I got a hard break here for news.
Have a good day.
And I appreciate it very much. Happy New Year. All right, guys, we're going to take a break. A couple commercials, go to the news, come back. More calls. A lot to talk about. I want to get into this study. I want you to know who the top incoming states are, the top outbound states. You may be surprised. Maybe you won't. I think you might be. Natural immunity we're going to talk about today, COVID-19 endgame. We'll talk more about that hospital story. Lots going on. Lots going on today, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, 937 WTIC News Talk 1080, 800-966-9842, 860-522. I need a drink of coffee, I think. It's just a congestion cough. I don't have COVID. I've been tested. I know that I'm fine. We're going to talk about that later, how to tell the difference between a cold and COVID, because people are going to the hospital with a runny nose. And the fact of the matter is, Omicron is starting to overtake Delta in terms of case makeup. And the symptoms are very mild. That's what we're being told. Symptoms are much more mild than any previous strain of COVID. And I talked to somebody last night. She and her husband have it. Very mild symptoms, a bad cold. That's it. I mean, that's what Ann and I had when we first got the original COVID a year ago, a little over a year ago. Our experience was it was like a bad cold. Our son had it. He had symptoms for one day. He was fine. And we were sick for about, oh my gosh, about 10 days. It was bad. I have to say it was bad cold, but it wasn't even flu. I've had flu before, and I would not say it even came to the level of flu. Now, but the big thing for me, and I've heard this from other people as well, it's not just us, and I'm interested to know if you've experienced this as well. The fatigue afterward was almost debilitating. I mean, you couldn't sleep enough. For a month after the symptoms were over, We tired. It was really hard. All right, let's go to the calls. Let's go to Frank. Frank and Woodbridge. Frank, welcome to the show.
Good. The reason why you know the real reason why you got that coronavirus.
Why?
No, you got those weak genes from the northern end of Italy over there. That's the problem.
Yeah, but that's only half the story, Frank. The other half of the story's got some good genes.
I know, but you got that DNA in you, you know. You're not from the southern end, which I heard that nobody got them on the island that I know of. You know, you talk about leaving.
I just heard somewhere else, another small place that just didn't get it at all. I forgot where I was. I read it. Another small country that
well, I guess the people that were spreading it never made it to the island.
Apparently. And, you know, the U.S. has not spawned a single variant.
Right.
All the variants, all of COVID has come from outside the United States into the United States. And, you know, because we're such a melting pot and because we're such an internationally traveled country.
You know, you talk about moving. You know, the excuse for people not moving out of Connecticut was they couldn't sell their homes. Well, that's not true anymore. I mean, there are bidding wars going on, still going on for homes.
I heard a real estate guy the other day, Frank, said if you ever thought about selling your home, sell it now.
I did, but, well, what can I do? I can't go back to Sicily now. It's too late.
No.
I could go there to visit, but I can't move. I got a big family.
Pick a nice warm weather. I'll tell you some of the places people are moving to. I'll give you some of that information right now. I was going to hold off on this. But
well, I know the Carolinas.
This doesn't make sense to me because not all these places are warm. I'll go from the bottom of these are the top 10 places people are moving to. Number 10, Rhode Island. Who the heck? Who the heck wants to move to Rhode Island, Frank? I don't.
I'm back.
Number 9 is Idaho.
Idaho.
I mean, maybe if you like potatoes, you move to Idaho.
No, I would never move to to a cold spot.
Oregon is number 8. Who wants to move to Oregon?
Right.
Tennessee is number 7. Now, that
makes
sense. Tennessee's beautiful.
Good area.
You know, I like Tennessee. Number six, I can relate to because it's a different world, but it's warm, it's nice, is Alabama. So right. Of those places, three of the five are not great weather places.
No,
I mean Idaho gets snow like you know you can't even dream about.
Yeah, right? But it's low so taxes.
Cool. Probably could be taxes. Yeah, yeah. Right. So that's the first five. It's easy for me to say. Those are the first five places people are moving to. And the move-outs are not, well, I don't know, maybe be surprising for some folks. I don't think so. So you have no idea, no thought, no inspiration to relocate, Frank?
Yeah, I do. I told my wife last week I want to go back to Sicily.
Well, I mean, okay, all right, that's fine.
And the reason why I want to go there, what about one thing we never take into consideration, life what? Expectancy. How long are you going to live? I know for a fact if I leave tomorrow and go back to Sicily, I'll live longer than staying here. There's no doubt about it. It's the lifestyle.
You're drinking more
it's the
wine,
food.
Probably.
I'll live probably another 10 years.
You think so?
Oh, I definitely think so. The climate, it's less stressful. The food is better. The weather's better. But as I said, you know,
so how would I be accepted there, Frank, being a non-Sicilian?
Yeah, I don't know. You have to hang around with me like you usually do. You know, right. Matt would be okay because his mother's half Sicilian, so he'd be okay.
All right.
But they would know right away you're from the northern end.
I'm going to have to really, really work on the family tree and see if I can find any Sicilian blood in there. Because,
well, good luck with the new hours here. I think you'll be all right.
Yeah, yeah. It's a new world. All right. Frank, thanks a bunch. Appreciate
Take
it. 800-966-9842. 860-522-9842. So places people are moving into, top 10, Rhode Island, Idaho, Oregon, Tennessee, Alabama. Top 10 places people moving out of, Nebraska, which is surprising to me. Ohio, equally surprising to me. Louisiana, Massachusetts, not a surprise. Michigan, I'm surprised Michigan's not number one. They've been so draconian with the COVID restrictions in Michigan. The governor, what's her name, Whitmer? Just insane. Gretchen Whitmer was so insane. So I'm surprised they're number six and not number one. But, okay, so we got the top five still to go over for those states that people are moving to. We have the top five still of places people are moving out of. And, I mean, I don't know. I know what I would like to do someday. I'd like to retire in Indiana because of Indianapolis and racing and stuff. But my wife doesn't want to go there. Not that she minds the Hoosiers. It's just that she wants to be somewhere warmer and but near water. You know, she likes the beach and ocean and stuff, which I do. You know, it's fine. But, you know, my calling, my second calling, I think could lead me to Indianapolis. But again, we have to work this out. Let's go to Glastonbury and Jack. Jack, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, how you doing, Pastor?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, you mentioned that you were interested in, you know, learning to play the piano and
yes.
stuff like that.
Yes.
And you also mentioned your daughter is learning to play, is that
She's
right?
She's been playing for a long time.
A long time, okay, that's mm-hmm. that's very good. What I was going to suggest, since I've been involved in this for quite a while, ever since I was like 7 or 8, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
I've seen the whole piano technology transition from, you know, the traditional mechanically driven pianos and all of that, which is the kind I learned on, to the digital ones. And the digital pianos are so good now
mm-hmm.
that, and you save money because you don't have to tune it. I think it's probably a much better vehicle to learn on and
brand
to have.
Jack?
Huh?
A brand?
Yeah, well, I play on Yamaha, and I like that brand, but there are many other brands that are out there. What I was thinking, if your daughter is playing, you might want to get a piano that would be really good for her if she wants to continue playing.
Well,
she's
living away from home now, so
she's away from home. Okay.
She took the piano. You know, we bought a very, very nice electronic piano.
Okay, well, the other possibility then, there's a website out there called azpianonews.blogspot.com. If you go there, this guy, he's going to try. He's in the piano business, so he sells pianos. But he does such a good job reviewing pianos. So you can just go through the website and say, oh, you know, I think this is the kind of piano I would like to get. And then you could go to a local place, or you could go through him to get it. But I would suggest you, if you're really interested in it, you could go up to Springfield there at Falsetti Piano. Mm-hmm. And they got a lot of Yamaha digital pianos, and you could get a real good idea what would fit your
You know, it's funny because we got several pianos at church. We got at least two baby grands, one on stage.
Right.
And I hate to have to run over to church every time I'm going to play. Right. I'd rather have it up in my office in a keyboard that I could, whenever I want to go, I can go and practice. You know?
Oh, I see. I understand. So this wouldn't be for your home. It'd be up in the.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll put it in my office, and then I won't irritate anybody when I'm playing.
So then you would be using a headset, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that's the way I would suggest.
Keep the door closed.
You want to drive everybody
upstairs.
Nuts.
I don't know.
Yeah. But bring a good pair. If you're going to audition a digital piano, bring a really good pair of headsets with you and listen to the piano through the headsets. It'll blow your if you get a really good one,
okay.
It'll blow your mind. You'll think you're playing on a concert grand, $50,000
wow.
concert grand. Yeah,
okay,
you won't
advice.
Believe it. So, but it's the better end pianos. You know, the higher end pianos that are in the at least $1,000 range. You know,
yeah.
I figured
I was going to have to spend $800 to $1,000 on.
Yeah,
that.
You could. Yeah, I think Yamaha has one that has what they call the grand concert recorded sound for any key you play. It sounds like you're playing a real piano.
At this point in my life, you know, all I can do is chopsticks, right? So I could play that on a kid's piano.
Well, you know, it's never too late. I don't know. If you haven't been playing or anything, it can take a while to, you know, to really get to where you sound good enough that somebody wants to listen to you.
Well,
you
again, know? I just want to do it for personal enjoyment. Yeah. But and maybe play. It's. I mean, who knows? Maybe I get a spot on the church music team. I don't know. You know.
Yeah,
just,
right.
Just something I always wanted to do. And I hear, you know, as you start getting older, it's good to pick up new things. And piano's very music is very mathematical. So I thought. Maybe that would be helpful for
the thing I would steer you away from is, I mean, Yamaha, Casio, Korg, Roland, they're all good names. I would steer away from anything that's not, you know, a good name. You know, you see these ones in Walmart or...
I see Yamaha a lot. Yamaha seems to be one of the...
Yamaha is very good, and they're very... the thing that's good about Yamaha is they stand by their equipment. I had my first Yamaha. The keyboard had an issue with it, and it was out of warranty. And they said, "Well, this was a defect in the keyboard. We'll just send you a new keyboard. You know, no, just give us your address." And it was cost to me.
Good service. Jack,
thanks
so much. I appreciate the input, and I'll keep you posted on my development. Thank you. Let's go to Springfield and David. David, welcome.
Good to talk to you again, Mr. Marotti.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I look at the fine gentleman who called about Sicily. I want to say this. They do have excellent food, some of the best olive oil in the world, and excellent quality wine.
Mm-hmm.
So he has made a good choice. And as far as states from which people are moving or going to, I would suggest this, that when it comes to bad water, Louisiana, Florida, Southern Alabama, Mississippi, mm-hmm. and Texas mm-hmm. have among the worst water in the country.
Really?
Yes. I don't know about Northern Alabama, I'm not sure, but Louisiana, much of the water is from the Mississippi River, and you know how polluted that is. And Southern Alabama and Mississippi fall in about the same category, with Florida having generally, Florida has very poor quality water. Much mm-hmm. of Texas is some parts are absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I didn't know that about Texas. I mean, I can understand that about Louisiana. In fact, that's number eight as far as people moving out of. So a lot of folks are leaving Louisiana. See, we're spoiled here. We get well water, and where we live, we're sitting on an aquifer, and one of the local spring water companies is located close by because of that purpose. And our water is pristine. We have great water. So we're spoiled. You know, we're spoiled with perfect water from God's created earth. And it would be hard to lose that. But I mean, I guess you have to make
sacrifices
here and there.
Up here in the Northeast, in New England, the water is generally better than much of the country. Although they have to install a lot of new water pipes.
Yeah.
A lot of old water pipes in certain parts of the New England states because Connecticut's one of the older states in the country, Rhode Island, Vermont, Massachusetts, although generally the water is good.
Well, and you think of the Northeast, not necessarily New England, but in the Northeast, you think of New York City, and boy, some of those pipes have to be 100 years old in the ground, right?
Well, back in Roosevelt's time in the New Deal, they rebuilt an entire water system in for New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have a lot of old water pipes now. Ohio, as you know, some years ago had an outbreak of some of the worst infestation of parasites in the water supply in the last 100 years.
I think the biggest problem nationally over the years has been Detroit, right? That's been as far as polluted water, toxics in the water. So,
Michigan.
David, thank you. I'm going to take a break. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it very much. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, a couple commercials. We'll come back. I'm going to talk more about the moving study. 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. If you want to guess, what are the top five states that people are moving to? What are the top five states people are moving out of? You may or may not be surprised. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. 800-966-9842. 860-522-9842. The study that we're talking about comes out every year. United Van Lines National Mover Study, 45th annual study that they've done, and it's pretty accurate and pretty telling. They're saying, interestingly enough, among the pandemic Gen Xers, who were the kind of the forgotten generation, they're between the boomers Generation Z, or Generation Y, Xers are starting to retire younger, and they're joining the baby boomers, and so a lot of people. So if Gen Xers would be 40s, 50s, if they're starting to retire, and so they're joining this number of people moving out. So let's go the moving in states, okay? So the top 10 people where they're moving: Rhode Island, Ohio, Idaho, Oregon, Tennessee, Alabama. Those are top bottom of the top 10, right? Now, number five, people moving to. Won't be a surprise at all. Florida. People love Florida. We've lost people to Florida. They've absolutely loved Florida. This is surprisingly number four. And I don't know if this is for political reasons. West Virginia. People are actually moving to West Virginia, which is surprising to me. Maybe I just don't know it well enough. I've not been there. I don't want to sound snobbish about it, but it's just surprising to me that people would move to West Virginia. But there. Number three, no surprise at all, South Carolina. People are constantly either telling me they're moving to South Carolina, have moved to South Carolina, or considering a move to South Carolina. So I think there's a vast number of people doing that. Number two, this is shocking to me. This is based on percentage, not raw numbers, but the higher percentages of people moving. Number two, people inbound states for 2021, South Dakota. Why would people want to move to South Dakota? What's in South Dakota that people, it doesn't make sense to me. But number one is the one that makes the least amount of sense to me. But this is what it says. Vermont. On percentage, there are more people moving to Vermont than any other state. I don't get that. It's cold. It's cold. It's liberal. I don't get it. I don't get it. So that's people moving in. And then when we get back, we're going to talk about people moving out. I think also we have Vince Cannellore coming on. We're going to talk about, all things Connecticut and specifically COVID tests and some other things. So we got lots to go. And then your calls, 800-966-9842, 860-522-9842. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you today. And we've got a long way to go. Will Marotti, Will Marotti Show. Matt Sroyce. We'll be right back.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.